welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, June 10th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode 22. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. It's going to be a lot of E3 talk. A lot of EA E3 talk. Or maybe not as much as we thought. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. Streaming right now, head over to Twitch.tv. Type InGameChat up into the search bar thing. You'll find us there. Watch the show live while we broadcast. Join in the chat room with everyone there as well, live while we broadcast. So welcome to the show. It's we just got done watching EA's E3 press conference. And
Cool.
Yeah, it was. It's cool. Yeah, I'm wringing my hands right now. So, it was, I don't know, maybe typical EA, right?
Sure.
Let's come out and...
What are we talking about? Are we talking about the
whole presentation?
Are we talking about the quality of the games that they showed? Or are we talking about the quality of the presentation? Because I'd like to point out...
More of like the just the way in which they do things.
The presentation.
Just the way that they...
It seemed like a huge regression.
From previous years?
Half of it took place in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Or something. I don't know. It's something lot. Outside and, of somewhere, not yeah. inside of anywhere.
And you could hardly tell what they were doing. Or, you know...
Yeah, it was really... I understand that it was meant, I suppose, more for people in the area. That their whole
come on by sort of
like,
a thing.
Yeah, like come
check
on down
out this mobile game.
And check out this thing, and it's like, that's fine, but thanks for putting the monitor out in the sun.
Yeah.
We've had pretty good information about the quality of monitor
they don't work
performance
well in,
the sun for something like
a one.
Eternity. Yeah. I don't know. So I just thought that the I would like to be very clear that I don't know anything about any of the games they showed. I don't think they did a particularly good job showing them. But at this is the time of year when we really don't talk anything about the games because we don't know what they are. So most everything we have to say is a judgment on the presentation, on the conference itself, and that was not.
Yeah, they
good.
Started with Madden 18 story mode.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
story mode.
Yeah, well, it's like playing a character, like taking yourself up through.
So it's like the show in
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, road which to, I like actually. I think okay. that's concept. Like, I think the concept is pretty sound.
Madden RPG.
I kind of like it. I wish that there was something like could I do like I mean. I know that this isn't the case. I know that this.
Can I get a bad manager and he wastes all my money?
I was mostly thinking about like all of the side mission / game things you could do in Grand Theft Auto,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you could like, particularly San Andreas, where you could like go
and get
yeah,
the lift
like,
out.
And... Right, and then like fill up your bars and then get like bigger. And then like, I don't know, go play some like tennis until you get better at it or something like that. Like go.
Bowling.
Have a thing where like I'm training or something. I don't know. And then. I don't know. Like. Have some ridiculous, like, BioWare-type conversation system where I have to, like, suss out who'd be the best manager, you know?
But inevitably, like, you know, like the options that you get would go, like, you know, you think you're going one way, but
right,
it would go, like,
yeah.
full-scale, right. like, rage mode or...
Well, right. the show is
something. As long as I can pull the left or right trigger
in
to intervene, you know, and get myself in the headlines for...
Punching out on me.
Right, or like smoking weed in a gas mask or something. Yeah. I don't know, like just some ridiculous.
Well, I was saying in the show, the road to the show mode. There's all types of things like that, little interactions with your scout, your manager, agents, things like that, and you do determine how you answer questions,
like media questions,
yeah, questions. How you talk to the guy who's going to assign you to a team. Are you excited? Are you middle of the road, or are you like about time? Or arrogant, cocky? I guess you want to put it like that.
Right.
So I guess something like that is, I guess something similar like that is going to be coming to Madden then, if that's the case.
It's called the Long Shot, or Long Shot is what it was called.
The Long Shot.
Looking that up, yeah. Which I guess maybe that's the name of, like Road to the Show.
Yeah.
This is just called Long Shot, and you go through a
story. Is that only in Madden? It would be really interesting if it were somehow consistent across NCAA and Madden.
Hmm.
Right?
That's,
right?
too forward thinking.
But I mean, it's right.
No, I agree with you.
At least with football,
start up in college and everything, and then
I can understand why it isn't,
or that you can carry your
the two properties,
carry your character from NCAA over into
right.
Yeah,
you know that. Maybe you have, you know, when you plug in Madden, it's like, do you have a save from this previous game? Okay, we're going to bring your character and his stats and everything else. Here you go. Start your progression.
Start your journey off.
I just think that
we have never talked more about sports on the show.
It just makes no sense for football because there is literally just that one process in gridiron football.
Yeah.
NBA works a little different. MLB works a little different as far as like the rules, but there are very specific rules in the NFL. So everybody's going to go through college, you know. So you could take that character from NCAA
exactly
all the way through to the NFL.
And then
it seems fun, and I certainly don't have anything against Madden. So,
well, after that, they showed off a new expansion for Battlefield 1.
Playing on the Russian front.
This seemed to be the way that EA works, and I don't know if I feel like they've done enough of these that they can do a study on like how the presentation works. You know, everybody's going to be watching at the beginning, so hit them with a sports title. Move into a game that's non-sports. Jump back into a sports title again. They'll still be there. They're not going to leave. They're still going to watch this. And I'm not saying that. I know there are people who are interested in the sports titles. I get that. I just don't know how much different they can be. I don't play them enough to know. Like, we were watching the NBA thing and FIFA, and as I said, I don't know what's gameplay or not. I don't play these. I have no idea.
I'll be the first one to tell you there's not going to be a lot of variation year by year. The only biggest difference change is going to be new stadiums and rosters.
Roster that's pretty change. Much
it. Yeah. The rules are still the same. The game is still the same. The how you play is still the same. I mean, there's not much you can really add year by year.
Yeah. I get with something like FIFA, that's a much more international thing than it is
America.
Yeah, just for us. So
I'd say it still has the same problem.
I understand they have to appease to those viewers as well.
Yeah.
So a little bit of that, then back into a game or two of other ilk, whatever, not non-sports, and then back into the sports again. Mm-hmm. We were talking during this whole thing. It's like they could honestly separate this. They could honestly separate the two divisions.
Just have a sports presentation.
The first hour could have been their EA stuff, and then the next 90 minutes or next 30 minutes or ever how many more minutes were needed could have been the EA Sports Division stuff. Mm-hmm. You could group all of that together, and I don't know if they don't do that because they don't have a lot to fill in for the whole hour, or
if they group it together, would you run the risk of someone zoning out for the games they don't play?
And people do that all
You're
the time.
You're doing that already?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
You're doing it already in this one, because we're zoning out whenever FIFA comes up. When the NBA 18 was showing up there, we were zoning out there watching this. We were basically zoning out during Battlefield as well, only for the fact that
a lot of it was actually just gameplay replays of Battlefield as it is now.
Yeah, it's like this is just a game you...
Most of what they showed was Battlefield as it is.
Well, the lesser two evils would be having it split up so you won't zone out as much. You're going to be interested you won't be zoning out for as long.
The Need for Speed, you know, showing the same footage basically, kind of zoned out for that.
Oh, well, that was on the replay when they were doing that.
They showed it for like the third time.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, if they moved the EA Sports and had their own thing, then anybody who was interested in Madden or FIFA or NBA would watch that and wait for their stuff to come. You know, if they're Madden fans or if they're FIFA fans or if they're NBA 18 fans, whatever, they would wait for theirs to come. Just like we're waiting for something for us in between the sports or just the stuff we're not interested in, whatever it might be. Even the stuff we're not interested in, we're still kind of looking at it as far as like Battlefield was concerned. I don't know. There wasn't much. It was an hour, and it went by very quick, it felt like. Mm-hmm. Madden was first. Battlefield 1 expansion was second. They're talking about night maps that they're going to be releasing and more maps for you to play there. Then they went into, I think, FIFA was the next thing they went into. Spent a good time on FIFA.
They did.
A good amount of time there.
I guess it's fine. I certainly, I actually don't know that they could ever justify breaking off sports into its own thing. My bigger question really, well, my only question when we were watching it was that they take, it's the sports stuff takes up a very large portion of what they're talking about. And I wonder, it's exactly what you said. The variation year to year is
minimal.
It is minimal.
Maybe I a was little mostly game tweak. That, yeah, maybe a graphic tweak.
It's not a complaint so much as it's a question.
Yeah.
They're spending a huge amount of time in it in their presentations when the variation year to year is minimal. And most of all I wondered was what is the return on investment for this?
Mm-hmm. I almost wonder, like, would it be better just to have just a Madden and then a yearly DLC?
Oh, well, people have been talking about that for 15 years, you know?
Yeah.
Really, like really, really have. And obviously they'll never do that.
You know, I didn't mean to bump my mic. They may be in a position like Fox is in. Because EA, I believe, but they have the player's license or the direct license for the teams and stuff.
Yeah.
So if they don't produce content...
Oh, sure.
They may lose the...
They'll lose the license.
Yeah, that's fair.
They may be in a position in that way, which is why... Not necessarily why we see one every year because rosters change, things, whatever, and it's...
Rosters, stadiums, locations, things like
that. And people keep buying it, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty much every year, got to get the new Madden. People keep buying it. It keeps coming out. They got to keep doing it.
Because like you said, they're not going to release a DLC for the rosters and updates. That's it.
Yeah.
All it really is a DLC update. But would you rather have them pay for a DLC or just a brand new game?
No, the brand new game is better. Mm-hmm. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I just mostly wonder what... I don't know. If we stipulate that these things are somewhat about hype and largely about access for press or something, you know, the kickoff for advertising of a new thing, the various things that they really are, instead of a direct advertisement themselves, it just seems very odd that so much of the time would be soaked up by sports when I think those guys are already a captive audience, you know?
Yeah.
But this is coming from someone who just watches to – I don't want to see this year's version of last year's thing. I want to see something new that I haven't seen before. I want to see the announcement of the whatever that I've been waiting for, you know.
Which we still didn't get this year.
Yeah, it's not – that's not my part of the conference.
Yeah. The next thing after FIFA was the co-op game from Hazelight called A Way Out.
Yeah. Interesting. So couch co-op or
split screen, but it doesn't matter.
Couch or internet co-op.
But it's split screen regardless.
I mean, internet, I don't.
Well, online.
I want to go to your house.
Yeah.
I want to go to somebody's house.
No. When's the last time we did that?
I got my own house, thanks.
We had to do that, and I think James and I did it in Dead Space for the Wii.
Oh yeah, that little on the rails Wii thing,
which was actually a lot.
No, we did it for Resident Evil 6.
It's 5.
Yeah, I don't think we played 6.
No, 5.
Yeah, we did 5.
I know we did 5. Yeah. I think we also tried to do 6.
And it was not.
And we didn't like it.
Like, nope.
Yeah.
We got that and we were like, back to the store, you go. Yeah. Back to the red box.
Because I remember there was a place in like a college dorm or something we were running through. And then there was a gas station we couldn't get past because there was these.
Man, you got way farther than I did.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were playing together, just trying to. We were just going. So
I got to like the very first part, and I'm like, nope, uninstalled.
That's the last thing I think that we co-opted though would be that game.
6.
Rainbow, Resident Evil 6.
I still remember what happened in 5 with you.
Didn't 5, we totally played all the way through.
Yeah.
I still remember the story of what happened between you two. You didn't realize the use of the light grenade until you used all your ammo for that one enemy.
I don't even remember that. How do you remember that?
Because it was funny. So that's what happened. No, you were in an area where one of those.
I remember running in a circle trying to drop bombs in front of a giant bug.
Yeah, I think you were on the ship, and one of those enemies mutated to their more powerful version.
Uh-huh.
And you and Scott were double teaming the thing, shooting all your bullets, all your ammo, everything you had. And then the last thing you had
was a light grenade. You threw a thing,
and then it blew, and then it died. And you thought that, all that damage we did must have been on one little pixel of health left. And then I had to explain to y'all what it was. No. They're vulnerable to light.
You basically fought that encounter backwards.
Yeah.
Like, I played the Resident Evil series. I played it completely backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
So we haven't done that in ages.
So Yeah, interesting. That's completely just 100% co-op.
I get it. No, it's fine.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No, it took me a minute to think about it, but I think they obviously want you privy to everything your partner's doing.
And seeing, you know, since it's completely split screen.
I can imagine
as well.
That being a little disorienting.
Distracting, if nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, but sure, why not? Something different, I guess.
Multal says that it's way too early from what they've shown for a way out. We kind of thought that too. That just what we were seeing was not necessarily too soon in any kind of insulting sense, but just it needs some more work before you show off what you've shown. I don't necessarily know if they gave out a date for that or not. I don't have dates for all of these. I know we obviously know when Battlefront 2 is coming out. We know when Need for Speed is.
Do we?
Is it November?
Yes.
Okay. 17th, I think.
All right.
I don't exactly remember the date.
It would have to be, isn't it always November?
And then Need for Speed is also in November as well. After A Way Out, they showed off Anthem for literally a hot 60 seconds. That was it. A hot minute.
Yeah.
Just Anthem, whatever that was, and said we'd know more tomorrow at Microsoft's press conference.
Which one was Anthem?
The one where we thought it might be Titanfall-ish. There was a...
Oh, the BioWare.
Yeah, the BioWare.
New IP.
Yeah.
Okay. What genre is this? First-person shooter or
no
something
idea.
Like that?
Okay. No idea.
CG trailer. There was nothing to represent any kind of gameplay, and they did not.
It's
talk
the genre
about it
of people dressed up like they're from Destiny or Titanfall, mm-hmm. and then a big suit of armor like Titanfall, whatever genre.
Now, was
that
it a
is.
Big suit, or it seemed like just more personal?
That is big. It's bigger than a guy, because the guy goes in it. Matt, it's big.
There was a chair inside the suit.
Okay.
You sit in the chair.
Mech fighting.
Yeah, something.
So you know.
Whatever. This probably be another game we're not allowed to call them mechs.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. It's a robot thing.
It's like how Marvel can use the term
inside.
Mutant.
Yeah.
Which I'm not exactly sure why they had to hold off for. Well, it's not that they held off. I guess Microsoft is like.
Microsoft
hey,
wants to
yeah,
do.
We want to show that off.
They want to do it.
Yeah. After Anthem, it was NBA Live. So, yeah. Sport game. Well, sport game. Sport game game. Sport.
There'll be a lot of people upset that that's how you decided to.
I know, yeah.
Sports and then games.
Sport game.
Well, even in the Battlefront 2, they had a splash screen of sport with the game. So
yeah, they cut over to
NBA, you know, Live or whatever.
Yeah, well, then they did, so they did Battlefront 2 after NBA Live, and then they closed the show, and then they gave you 30 more minutes of mostly just everything you just saw. More Battlefront, more Need for Speed.
Yeah. It was an unedited section of, like toward the end of just some more gameplay for each thing.
Yeah.
Cause you got Battlefront for 20 minutes in feed, and you got like a solid 15 minute section, I think maybe 10 minute section on Need for Speed.
Yeah.
So,
and look at that. We just discussed EA's entire thing in 23 minutes, a little less than that. And then we're done. Need for Speed, honestly, I'll just say that if you just wanted to make Burnout, just make Burnout, because that just seems to be what you're making.
A less fun.
You're showing off takedowns, just like you did in Burnout 3, when that was going on, and everything that they've done since in 4 and in Revenge, and then also in Paradise City. So you're just doing the same things. Just
come back to me. I'm trying to remember the last Need for Speed. I think it was The Run was the last one I played.
That goes back to, I think, when the movie was released, when they released the actual movie.
The first one they did for PS4, was it Hot Pursuit?
That was Rivals.
Rivals, okay, that's the last one I played.
Hot Pursuit was a PS3, Xbox 360 title.
Okay.
And then Need for Speed Rivals was a PS4 title.
Was it on Hawaii?
I don't remember, but it was always online.
Yeah.
So it was one of those constantly connected type things, which they have said is not going to be the case for Payback, which even sounds like something you would hear in Burnout. It sounds like Burnout Payback would be an exactly appropriate title for a Burnout game.
Yeah.
So, and there you go. That was what E3 EA showed off for their E3 presentation. First time we've had one on a Saturday of all days. And they really are kind of staggered out. Tomorrow we get Microsoft's in the afternoon, and then we get Bethesda, for you folks in the central time zone, we get it at 11 p.m. or midnight if you're on the East Coast.
You'd be asleep by then, won't you?
That's horrible. That's horrible in most people's sense, regardless, you know? Starting one up on a Sunday at 11 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
Midnight, if you're on the East Coast? That's horrible for an entire section of the states to be doing one at that hour.
I mean, it's not even that great for Pacific. It's still
fairly late. Yeah, 9 o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock at night, yeah.
Still late at night, yeah.
So... we'll talk about those next week, because we won't know anything until tomorrow. We'll come back with more of In-Game Chat in just a minute. I was trying to figure out what I would do with songs, because there weren't a lot of games that released this week. So I went back, I knew we would be talking about EA, so I grabbed some EA titles. Here's music from Unravel. This track is called A Murder of Crows. We'll be back with more In-Game Chat after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from Battlefront during the main menu of the game. Again, going back knowing that we would be seeing EA stuff, I just thought, hey, what music have we played from stuff before? So I thought, yeah, why not? So you'll hear some of that throughout the show as well. Welcome back. We're talking about E3, sort of. I mean, we pretty much knocked EA out of the... We're done with EA for the most part. Battlefront 2... it gets released in November. Lots of maps that look really, really pretty, as that engine has always looked, I guess, with what they've done. I'd actually forgotten how good the environments looked in that game.
Because
when I saw that leaked footage, when I posted that leaked footage this morning, looking at that, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Their environments are spectacular. The best I have seen in a lot of games.
Looked really good.
And it's just going by so fast while you're playing. So yeah, that's in November, and now we wait.
All maps, characters, and updates supposedly totally free?
Yeah.
For all owners of the game?
That's what they said.
That's
what they said. The first season of free content. There's got to be a way to make money in there somewhere.
I'm so suspicious.
Aren't you?
Why? Of EA giving stuff like that away.
Why would you ever be suspicious?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's certainly helpful. Hopefully it'll help the PC community. I mean, I liked Battlefront plenty. I really, really did. I didn't have a problem that it didn't have a campaign. I thought, you know, a couple of things about the design were not great, and they've changed them. Like
We heard your complaints.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they kept on stressing.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they didn't hear mine.
Yeah, they started off the whole thing like, here's a story mode.
Yeah. Where's the story? Here's John Boyega talking about we want the solo play. We want the story mode. All right, here's video of multiplayer.
Yeah, that was a little strange. They really, really emphasized the feedback about the story mode and then did literally nothing to show or even talk about the story mode. I thought it was just very strange. So, I don't know. That's not true. They did show some little cutscenes from it. So,
did you I left the room once the main thing was over with, and they showed more Battlefront 2 footage. You were asking earlier, because the leak that we saw was nothing but like hero gameplay. Yeah. Did they show off?
Yeah, they did. They did. Okay. They showed just some of the other classes, the regular non-hero classes.
Okay.
Because they were showing raw gameplay. So
that's what I figured that we'd get.
Pretty
that.
Good. Yeah. They didn't show anybody switching from first to third. They showed it in the cockpit once of a aircraft, but they didn't show it. Everybody was only playing in third, so I don't know if that's what they wanted for the footage for the conference,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or if those people just
didn't know
what the binding was or whatever. I don't know. Because there's a lot of reasons to have a third-person camera. There's a lot of times when not good to have a third-person camera.
And they even showed it like where
they showed it a lot where people were shooting.
The guy was like,
cover.
You know, you're right-handed and you're on the right side of a door, and he's like just blasting.
Well,
right
he was
at
making
the
a mistake of not switching shoulders, which I did see somebody do. You can't switch shoulders, and he didn't do that. But there are also people that, like, you know, it's a common third-person shooter problem when your cursor, when your crosshair. Shows that, you know, you're lined up on a guy, but obviously your weapon model isn't, so you wind up just shooting the cover in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I just wanted to know if you could do it on the fly. You know, I just wanted to see it happen.
Just
and they
once.
Didn't show it, so.
Matt, I guess that's a game you're going to be getting, right?
Yeah.
PC, PS4?
Sure.
No, which way
are you
going to go?
Double dip?
You are, yeah.
Knowing me, probably.
I mean, if they're giving all the content out for free to all owners of the game... Makes it a little easier, right? You could double dip for the cost of the game plus season pass.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'll probably first get it on the console and then wait till it gets cheap on like a sale and everything.
I'll tell you this. If you actually want anybody to play with, you'd be better off getting it first on the PC.
Oh, yeah?
By the time you get around to picking it up on the PC, it'll be dead.
Yeah.
Console will always be thriving for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
They'll always be there on the console.
I'm just saying that if that's the case, then there's really no point picking it up down the road for cheap. There's no one to play with. The PC
I'd probably
player
just play the single player.
Yeah, but if you've already played that on the console?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that seems weird.
With better graphics and... You know. I don't know. I've got time.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I like I said, I liked the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to play on the console. I don't like playing competitive. You know, I talked about all this with Destiny. I just much prefer the PC. But the PC player base in that game just fell right off a cliff.
Yeah, and in a first-person shooter as well, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did. It died so it was such a fast death that it died there on the PC.
And it's stuff like that happens a lot. The PC, there's too many other options.
Yeah.
There's too many free options, cheap options, options that have better support, options that don't nickel and dime you with DLCs and stuff like that. If it's a competitive game environment that you want, the PC has so many options that are so much more supportive of what that community wants that they're not going to stay as active in something like Battlefield or Battlefront or Call of Duty or something like that. You're always going to be better on the console. Mm. I don't know exactly why it works so much better over there. I would
more
guess
people?
That it's well, no, people are just going to go where the best thing is, really. And there's plenty of people that have PCs good enough to play Battle. You can look at the initial player numbers for something like Battlefield or Battlefront. It's just perfectly fine. It's that they fall off so quickly.
I'm curious how the PC Battlefield... Battlefield 1. I'm curious how that PC community is holding up. I haven't.
I played the 10 hours I had access to through my EA access stuff. I didn't have trouble finding a map necessarily or anything, but if I remember, and somebody could probably check the concurrent numbers, it's probably nothing compared to the console.
Yeah. Oh,
just
I'm
like
sure.
All the other Battlefields are.
I'm really curious of how the drop off was. Like, what was the?
Yeah.
What was the timeline there for how? It started to go down or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sincere amount of crossover, and I wasn't joking in the pre-show that I think a lot of the people that would be playing Battlefield 1 are probably playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. They had a massive, I was reading this, that they had a huge...
Update?
No. Their concurrent players went up to over 200,000.
Their total, I think they passed 3 million for total units sold.
Wow.
Which is... A big deal.
For early access, yes.
Well, they've demonstrated, unlike a lot of the other battle royale style or combat survival style things that have been very popular, in EA on the PC. They've actually followed through with support fairly well early on, rather than driving all of the player base off and then trying to get them back after making fixes.
Yeah.
They've more or less stayed on top of the concept. And to be fair, it already had a life as an Arma mod.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already undergone an amount of testing that sort of made it viable for release. So, but it's like, if you want high stakes, if you're interested in high stakes, like pretty dramatically heart racing
chicken dinners.
Yeah. You had one yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting. I will get one.
You'll have to explain what that is.
Oh, when you're the last person,
yeah.
The splash screen says winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay.
And so that's games. Winning is just, everybody calls it a chicken dinner.
Okay. Got it.
I was watching a video that apparently you could block crossbow bolts with a frying pan.
You could block all shots with a frying pan.
Really?
Yeah, it's the only melee weapon worth picking up, because you wear it on your back. You don't ever use it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want a comedy kill or something. Yeah, use it as rump armor, because it sits right there. And like, I've been saved by it plenty of times. I start running and weaving, like juking and bobbing and stuff, and it'll just be like bing bing bing.
Huh.
Thanks, Pan. It's total garbage, but you know, yeah. It's really awesome. And I think like if you get a whatever. I think you can get a... It blocks bullets, and if you kill somebody with it, the PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds subreddit will give you a subreddit tag. Like, that's about it. It's ridiculous, but it's become part of the
lore
meta humor
or whatever,
for the game. Yeah, that's all. But yeah, we'll block bullets.
Okay.
And it does have...
Because, yeah, the video I saw, like, they like shot... must have been like about like 15 or some odd, like crazy amount of arrows into it, and so the guy looked like a porcupine,
right?
You know, running around with all these crossbow bolts sticking out of his back.
It'll block pretty much anything, I think. And I think it actually does a huge amount of damage as a melee weapon.
Okay.
There was some sort of stat dump recently for how all of the different guns and elements in the game work.
It's a frying pan or a cast iron skillet?
It's a cast iron skillet.
I'm about to say, you said frying pan. I'm like, wait, that don't make sense.
Well,
I mean,
it's both.
In the chat room, the guy says the pan is level 4 armor.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen those memes, right? Like, it's level 4 armor is just somebody photoshopped the pan all over, like, just covered all of the dude. It's whatever. It is an interesting thing, though, because if I had... I know that Battlefield is like a different style of thing, right? Battlefield is all about having objectives that you're supposed to capture, except everybody is busy doing their own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time I wasn't angry at a Battlefield match with randoms, because nobody's trying to do anything. Everybody's off doing their... It's been the same complaints about that style of gameplay for years. So you get something like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and it's just a little different. It's a little more pure. And, like, I don't even know what it is. I've been playing multiplayer games against real people for a very long time. High stakes, low stakes, quick respawn, all sorts of different stuff. But I have never had my heart try to beat right out my skin. Like, when I'm coming down to the last...
Like, last 10.
When you realize you're in the, like, top 10.
Yeah.
And... you've maybe got a chance.
Like, yeah. Gosh. Every blade of grass is suspect.
It's a thing, man. It's like...
yeah.
Because you don't think it is. You're like, what? It's just a multiplayer game where you kill people and stuff. It is, right now, currently, is the best survival horror game on the market. Because there's no kill cams. You will never know where something came from.
Yeah, half the time, like, where am I getting shot from? I don't
know.
You're just, running around like a...
And, like, trying to hide behind a
tree. Figure out where it's coming from.
And usually, like, the guy shooting you is, like, probably behind you or something.
Just, like, laughing at you.
And you could just, like, you can feel...
But there's
a lot of guys out there.
There's no image on the screen that lets you know where you're getting shot from? Like,
You're supposed to... One of the things it does really well, and this is not surprising, it's Arma 3 is essentially what it is. But the idea is to try to figure out based on the sound of the bullets. But depending on what they're shooting you with, if they're shooting you with, you know, high-powered ammunition or something, you're going to get hit before you ever hear the crack of the rifle shot or the bullet. So it's very – like, you just – you know the first indication that you're being shot. it's like a 1 in 4 chance that the first indication is going to be your death.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loud. The guns are dramatically, frighteningly, like shockingly loud the way they should be.
Yeah, you could hear like the report of the gun like in a different direction. So like you'll be out with your guys and you're like, oh my gosh, gunfire from the east.
That would also be your risk reward factor, I suppose. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, you give away your position or you get the kill. Right. That's
really and because, you know, when you start shooting people, other people are going to hear you doing that.
No,
you
yeah.
you might be targeting this one guy and you might get them, but you know, you're focusing on him while the other guys are like velociraptors coming up behind.
Yeah, you know? And like coming right around the corner at somebody and like everybody starts opening up and you're just, it results in panic, you know, type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep panic the session.
Do what?
You ever induced panic in a group before?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had 3 chicken dinners. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've gotten my, not my fill, but like I've done okay. And every one of them by God has come when I'm playing at work.
Yeah. On your potato machine.
I have a super crappy machine at work, at least as far as this game goes.
Yeah.
And so I'll, like, play over my lunch break, you know, and whatever. I just want to play. Every single time I've won has been at work. And I think it's because it being a super crappy machine, I play very conservatively. I just try to stay as far away from people as I can. I let them all kill each other, come down around the final bit of the game.
Like, what, final 20?
Yeah, once you finally get into the last little bit, I just try to play really, really conservatively. But, I mean, I've gotten plenty of kills. I just don't kill anybody until that last bit, you know? So, I've won, I mean, not like what some of these guys on streams are doing, like 12, 15, 25 kill sessions. But I've gotten like a 4, a 5, and a 7,
mm-hmm.
you know? There at the end. I can't ever do
I've
it at home.
Top 5. That's the closest I've gotten. Yeah.
At home, I think I just get too aggressive. Mm-hmm. I'm like trying to get more comfortable with the actual gunplay, and I get super greedy, you know. And I'll just loot one more house, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the house where the guy is camping in the bathroom with a shotgun.
Yeah.
So.
When you don't need it.
Yeah.
Because you already have, you know, full everything.
Yeah, I know. You should just go, but no.
When Kevin
there
and
might be something there.
Yeah, Kevin and I were playing. Oh,
It's super good.
Yeah, we were doing that. We're like, you know, oh, look, there's one more house. I'm like, no, Kev, man, we've got it. We have all the ammunition we need for now. We're like slowly going in. We're up on a mountain. I mean, like on a hill. So like as the white line's like closing in and everything, you know, is the typical, you know, we saw some people sneaking in trying to get into it, but we didn't see the other group coming from our side.
Yeah.
You know, flanking us. So as we're engaging the one, you know, the other guys, you know, came in like, all right, let's wait till this pans out and shoot them.
Yeah.
Multile in the chat room said that they showed this up on the screen, but I was zoned out. But the EA Origin Access is now free for an entire week.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Do you guys have that? Any of you guys have that?
I've never tried. No. I mean, it's free for a week, so I'll probably jump in and do something with it.
It's $5.
Yeah.
For a month. I mean, there's plenty of bad stuff to say about EA. Plenty of, like, really kind of crappy practices about how they mm-hmm. price and manage and break down their DLC and their season passes and stuff. But $5, and you get, like, 10 hours on any game to try out, like, 10 actual gameplay hours on anything. Cumulative gameplay time. There's not, like, a clock that starts as soon as you load it up, you know?
Yeah.
It's... I don't know. Like, it's a pretty good deal. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in their vault
mm-hmm.
that you get to play. Like, I think it's not bad. I think it's a pretty good... I personally think it's a pretty decent deal. I usually... It's like one... I don't know. I maintain it most of the time. Sometimes I'll get rid of it, you know, if there's nothing they have that I want. Or want discounted or something like that. But for the most part, I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's free right now for Xbox One and PC players. They have the access to the vault and everything. PS4 players are getting free trials because EA Origin does not, or EA Access does not exist on PS4.
Right.
So they're getting free trials to some games. I don't have a list or anything like that, but if you have a PS4, you'll get free trials. If you have Xbox One, you get full access to EA Access. If you have a PC, it is Origin Access. So, no, that's not something I've ever done. I was tempted to do it for a few games. I think Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
But I didn't do it on that one either, and I'm really glad I didn't.
It's $5 to play it, though. You know,
well,
if that's where you're looking at it, if you want to just like play the game, and you know you're gonna like play it, it's just $5. It's cheap. It's
true.
It's essentially a rental. You can think about it like that.
Yeah. No. I mean, well, so Mirror's Edge, Catalyst, basically.
Yeah.
I did not. I just said a minute ago that I didn't do it, and I'm glad I didn't do it because the game was horrible. Yet, I only know that from experience because I actually rented the game and played the whole thing through.
Right.
Whereas, so renting it and playing it all the way through, I felt not necessarily obligated, but I felt like...
Would you play it on PS4?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You rented a game at a Redbox?
Redbox. Yeah. So I did a Redbox rental there, and I just felt like, well, I've spent the money. Let's go ahead. I can probably beat this thing, and I've only spent this much money. Whereas I could have just done the $5 for EA Access and said...
Probably paid less.
Yeah. Well...
What is it? It's like $3 for a...
It is, but I didn't beat it in one night.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Even two nights is going to be more than the $5
right.
that you would have paid.
So it actually would have benefited me more to play it through EA Access and say, wow, this is a crappy game. I don't need to play this.
Yeah.
Rather than feel obligated to run through the entire thing from renting it through Redbox,
yeah.
which is what I did. So... Something, I guess, to think about for that as well.
Right. But I mean, you have, like I said, you have 10 hours on something. So maybe it was like, because I played Andromeda. I was like, oh, see if like.
Oh, did you try that out?
Yeah, I tried it, you know, again, for like a few, mm-hmm. you got that 10 hours. And I was like, no, this isn't for me.
Didn't get any better?
Just not for me. I was like, I don't really care for what you're doing right here. So no thanks. Save me the money, yeah. you know? And I did the same thing for, Mirror's Edge. It's a reasonably good thing in the vault, and it's. And I know you're paying money to get discounts, but whatever you do it at GameStop, so
yeah.
or did, but you get price discounts if you're.
Yeah. No.
EA or Origin Access.
So if you really really like what you're doing, go ahead and pick it up, and you get it digitally or whatever.
It's just it's $5 a month. You spend $5, see if you like what they have to offer. It's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're not locked in for any more than the $5 that you spend. So, of the many things that EA does, this one I think actually edges towards good, as opposed to all of the things that they usually catch hell for.
Yeah, the interesting thing is you'll be able to do this, I guess, for Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, do you know if the $5, if you do $5 EA Access, does that also mean you get Origin as well, or is that two separate things?
What do you mean?
Well, you wouldn't know because you don't have an Xbox.
I think they're separate.
You think they're separate? Totally separate? Okay. Yeah. I was just curious. You get to play console Battlefront 2.
Right.
2 weeks before the game releases.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also get a chance to try out the PC version of that as well. I think there's going to be a beta or something for that Star Wars Battlefront 2. I thought they were going to give some details, and they may have. There was a lot during the presentation that I was just kind of zoning out because of how horribly cringy the people can be up there and do the presentation for it. Like, they got a YouTuber up there to talk about Need for Speed.
Oh, my gosh, that was
he was having trouble getting through it.
That fellow was out of his element.
I know. YouTuber element is I can edit the video once I'm done and do the quick edits and get it done, not... I'm gonna talk live.
Well, he was in somebody else's world. Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys are so used to very 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 small production environments.
Yeah.
And don't really
which they're in control of completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which they're in control of, and they're much more intimate, and they're less. A lot of the YouTubers aren't used to live stuff, and a lot of the Twitch people aren't used to.
And speaking in front of all those people is different than just you and your camera.
It's a big deal. And so I'm not necessarily saying, like, this boo this man. I mean,
better him than me.
I just am like, this is
cringy.
Your presentation matters, right? If it didn't, you wouldn't be doing one. Yeah. You know, you obviously want, you obviously have something to say. This is obviously supposed to be professional. Level communication with your audience, whoever that might be, whether it's the press or the people you hope that will buy your game.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a little bit better, you know? I mean, lots of words have been said about how Sony maybe goes, like, a little too far, you know? Sony's, like, trying to, like, win Emmys with their presentation. But, like...
You're entertained.
But I'm
full-on live orchestra.
Yeah, but I'm bowled over every single time. And I know what's happening. I know it's a whole bunch of cajoling and it's a whole lot of theater.
But you fall for it.
But I just love it in the moment. I love it for what it is, that the message, mm-hmm. like whatever it is clarion. It is, you know what they're about. You know what they're trying to say. And
Sony was the last one.
Every time.
Yeah, Sony was the last one to go last year, just like they're, with the exception of Nintendo, every year. They're the last ones to go this year. And we had gone through ever how many it was. And the thing that we were very surprised with, and I'm sure we talked about it on this show, but I know we were talking about it in our Gmail talk that we have when these things go on, is that Sony opened with God of War, but they didn't have somebody come out and introduce God of War. They just rolled the God of War footage. And then when that was done, they rolled some more footage again. You know?
Yeah.
There was... The only time I can remember somebody coming out was...
It was for the...
was for the Crash Bandicoot.
For Crash, yeah.
That was it. That was the only time somebody came out, talked to the audience. Once it was done, they moved on into other things, I think.
Didn't Kojima come out for a quick... Hey, I'm Kojima. Here's this really weird stuff.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
Like it was, which was fine. But yeah. For the most part, it was a whole lot. But
much less of anybody coming out and talking to an audience. Right. Anybody coming out and reading off a script.
Yeah,
any
and
two
were a
people
lot of, like,
coming out doing a doing,
get a, lot
doing
of, like,
a shtick.
Yeah. Hey, fellow kids, moments. You know,
yeah.
Like, and it's a, well, but that no, I think that's a worthwhile thing. Right?
It is, yeah.
Video games are super problematic because we're in our. Some of us in our early
middle
40s,
age,
or like honestly, like, and you've got a lot of guys that are a little bit older than us that are still,
yeah,
still totally devoted to the hobby, right? Yeah. So you've got people all the way up into their late 40s who are as interested and devoted as we are,
all the way
to pretty much the same
pre-teens.
Exact thing that preteens are going to be liking. There's not tons of other things that are both interactive and the way games are that just are what games are and span so many people. So how do you get somebody to come out and talk to it? Talk about it to the audience. What I want to hear, like what I care to hear come out of somebody's mouth isn't remotely the same thing that some 14-year-old wants to hear. You don't talk to 14-year-olds the way you talk to 42-year-olds.
No.
And that's totally fine and totally fair. And the fact that it's tough to speak to everyone simultaneously, I think it's why Sony,
in particular,
has moved more and more and more towards just let the games
speak for themselves.
Speak for themselves. We get in trouble when we try to talk too
much. Yeah. All we need is the video to show the game and then the title card at the end to show a release date or
coming soon.
Whatever it's going to be.
If you're lucky, you'll get a release date or something like that.
Well, looking at Sony.
Release year.
Yeah, going back to Sony, I talked about this because we were talking about, hey, what do we expect to see? And even before EA, I was really curious about EA because the only things I knew was Battlefront 2, Need for Speed, EA Sports. Those are the only three things I knew. So I thought, what else are they going to show? And the only other thing they showed us was the co-op game, A Way Out, and then the little tease of Anthem. There was nothing else new.
The Russian expansion.
But that's from a game that's already out there. It's from a game that already exists.
And they actually didn't show a lot of that. They spent more time just showing, like,
splash screens.
Battlefield 1 is amazing.
Here's some YouTube people talking about it.
If you say so.
And so my thought on Sony was, like, maybe they kind of get into a leap year thing because last year, with the exception, I think, of Horizon and maybe another game, everything they showed off has not even been released yet. So then this year should be more information about those games.
I saw a lot of that. I think they're catching an inordinate number of complaints about you show this stuff and then it doesn't release. And it's like, did you like just become a fan of video games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been this way for as long as I can remember. Like anywhere from 2 to 5 years before you get a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the definitive, we're never going to see this thing back when it was Max Payne. And that was 18, 19, 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
When that promise was made. And it was 3, 4, 5 years after its announcement and, you know, glossy mag after glossy mag doing spreads and
well, we saw the same with Last Guardian.
Right. But, like, the idea that Sony in particular
is the only one that does this?
Is like, that we really need to point out how bad they are about it. I think kind of everybody just is sort of the same about it. Some projects take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Some wind up taking too long. Some things wind up not being worth the effort and get canceled. I haven't seen any evidence that tells me anybody in particular is worse than anybody else in that.
No, part. But my point to that is that when you ask me, hey, what do you expect from this company and this company and this company? I have no, other than what they showed today, I couldn't tell you what we might be seeing from EA other than what they had already released. So when you ask me, hey, what do you expect from Sony? Well, I've got a lot.
Yeah.
From last year, I expect to see more God of War. I expect to see more Spider-Man. I expect to see more of this because I don't know what else is going to be coming from
them.
Then
you know what I think that is? I think that that's the result of the fact that Sony actually just has a lot more to show.
They have a ton.
Yeah.
And
because you didn't ask me about Microsoft or Ubisoft yet.
Right. Well, and this is not – I'm not trying to – this is not a way of saying something bad about the other platform holders.
Yeah.
It's just that Sony is the only one that – particularly in comparison to Microsoft. Microsoft made a huge effort in Microsoft style, not Xbox style, but parent company style, of shedding what they thought were expensive and unnecessary development teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it for a long time, and they simply don't have a philosophy of maintaining and nurturing in-house studios.
Yeah.
And Sony does. Sony just, that's something that's part of their business culture. It's not part of other people. So they have things that only they will show.
I mean, we've lamented how many times that, you know, Microsoft has IP that they're just sitting on.
Microsoft, there's so much Microsoft has nothing will turn me into a fanboy. I'm never a platform fanboy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a PC fanboy, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's like, that's not a thing. You know what I mean? That's just a comfort zone and a preference, but Microsoft has they own some of the things
wonderful
that are most important to me in the world, just have no interest in doing anything with them.
Yeah, so they just let them just sit there and
they don't
nothing.
It has a lot to do, it doesn't even have anything to do with the Xbox division. I think that's all sort of comes from the top and how Microsoft as a company works, and Sony and Microsoft are very different places.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony just has always maintained this you know, and it's not always happy news, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of years of Naughty Dog, it's been very clear that, you know, family fights get ugly.
Yeah.
But a lot of their relationships are nonetheless familial, you know, with their studios. They protect them. They nurture them.
And they still keep on producing.
They keep those people paid. They make sure that those studios are always active and always building something. And unlike dedicated third-party studios, they don't have to – you don't eat on contracts, you know. Your first or second party, you eat all the time. You do what you're told.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make decisions for yourself, but you're always eating. So,
yeah.
And that just means they have a ton to show. You're never going to see God of War shown off at another conference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair to EA, we already talked about it. Some of what they didn't show today is so that Microsoft can show it because they have an exclusivity deal, or
and
it's going to be shown off at a Sony's.
Exactly. Stuff. As much as Sony and the Battlefront thing are in bed together, I expect to see more stuff there.
Right.
And I really hope on the VR front for something included in there.
Oh, yeah.
More stuff to add
into
that.
Which you're also, again, not going to see at Microsoft because they don't have the platform.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
It's also the same reason that I think we'll get more Destiny content possibly from Sony as well.
Right.
Because I know they've got the month-timed exclusive for that thing or whatever that they're going to do with it. What I really, as a big surprise, would love to see at the PC Gamer Show is for...
I still can't believe it's such a... What a goofy kid. What a strange kid that is. He's a weird kid.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more in-game chat right after this. Music here from a new game that was released this week called The Town of Light. We'll be right back with more in-game chat after this. Thank you. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Here is music from Dead Space.
Sure.
It was Welcome Aboard, and then it cuts it off. Welcome Aboard the USG...
Ishimura?
That's what it was, yes. I picked Dead Space because I thought, ooh, what a surprise it would be.
Right.
If we had...
Tease some Dead Space for us. Yeah. And how awesome it would be that I have a song lined up and
is
whatever.
Is that a thing?
What?
Is it like has been lead? Do we think they're... Are they working on something?
No.
Like same team that's working on that is Amy's team.
Gotcha. I didn't know if it was time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just felt like, oh, Dead Space. We haven't heard from them since 3. I don't know how... What was 3? What year was 3?
Nah. It's like...
Yeah.
4 years ago.
I think you saw my copy of 3.
I do. I still remember that cliffhanger ending. Still indicated
yeah,
that something
no,
else.
I didn't know because I didn't play because I had it on PC. I got it for like $2 on
okay.
PC or
something.
Okay,
because I had it like, on Xbox 360.
Yeah, and you let me borrow it, but then like while I had your copy, it went on sale.
Okay,
and I was like, ah.
You can tell how much you care about it.
Yeah, Dead Space 3 was 2013.
All right.
Yeah. So
I mean, I guess if it's like super cheap like that, I might pick it up again just to try it one more time.
Yeah. I mean, I got it. You know.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I thought maybe you might hear some Dead Space stuff, but nothing.
Nah, not tonight anyway.
No. Tomorrow is Microsoft, and of course they're going to be showing off their Scorpio situation. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think Scorpio is this year. Will we get a date? Will we get
better
a
better get a date and a price?
A date and a price, basically, is what I'm asking.
A date and a price.
What are we thinking on price?
If I was guessing, four? I'd say four.
Four?
That'd just be my guess.
Do you see? And then, do you see the 1S dropping?
Not immediately.
What is it now? It's like 250, right?
I think so.
250 for the regular, yeah. And then if you get a terabyte,
what's
it's like
PS4 Pro currently four.
PS4 Pro is four, yeah.
I want that to be cheaper. I think. You know what? I don't even know.
I'm like, do you?
I don't know. I actually don't even know if I care anymore. I feel so awful. There's just nothing.
It honestly won't make a difference unless you get a 4K set, and even then, you know?
Yeah, I know, man. Huh. I know.
Lethal Migraine saying that Scorpio $399 Friday, October 13th.
Okay. I mean, that's the thing is like. I get called out for this earlier. I don't care. I'm not a platform warrior type of guy. I just think the consoles kind of suck. That's all. For me, like, I can't find any reason to engage with them. I can't. Every now and then there'll be something exclusive, and I'm like,
All right, let me dust
like,
this off real quick.
Or, yeah. Like, it's something. Like, I played Titanfall 2 campaign, right, on PS4 because I could rent it.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, fine, I just want to play the campaign. It's probably stupid. Which
great
it wasn't, by
campaign,
the way.
Great campaign, by the way.
Did you eventually get around to playing it?
Oh, yeah. I haven't finished it, but I played it.
I played
wonderful.
It. I was like, you know, I got all, like, evangelical about it in the chat room. I was like, hey, not for nothing, but, like, this was really good for, like, something that was probably sort of a bit of an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like,
is that on
it was
the
really,
PC?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder how much.
I don't know. Who cares?
Doesn't matter. You can buy it. Dude, it's cheap. You can find it you can find it cheap right now, I think.
I'm looking around. I'm seeing this Xbox One S is going for $199 now.
What? Is it special for right now?
$50 price cut tomorrow.
I think there is
Scorpio.
A price cut tomorrow. Yeah.
I don't have anything against like anyway, I'm just saying, it was a super, super cool campaign. Had no interest in the multiplayer. But the campaign was super cool. I enjoyed being able to rent it on the console. It was fine. I just as a person, it's a personal thing. I literally find no comfort. I the comfy couch thing has no effect on me. I hate it. I hate for my entire interface to be. I have like 5 monitors, you know. I have like a mouse, and my keyboard, and my HOTAS stick and pedals and throttle, and like. I have a thing, you know, I have my battle station. That's my comfortable place. That's my very, very comfortable place. That's what I like. So when I'm in front of a console, sitting in front of a TV, it feels it just.
I used to say, well, I'm going to go there because of this or I'm going to go there because of that. I can't say anymore because, I mean, I picked up Prey because it was really cheap. And I'm like, well, it's PC. That's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I have I have the three. Well, I have the console and the PC so that I am able to have that choice, so that I can go wherever I want to, regardless. If it's based on price, I go there. If it's based on multiplayer count, I go there.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I just have that. If it's based on comfort, I go there. You talk about couch, but let me tell you, once you move that stuff into the bedroom,
No. Look, I know that you and I are on very different ends of the comfort thing.
Are you saying no because...
You literally bought an entire extra version of your living room
to put it
in your bedroom so that you don't have to get up and from your couch and go to your bedroom. You literally just want to be able to, like, fall asleep in the middle of playing.
Yes. That all the time when you drink. So why don't you...
Be comfortable while you're at it, right?
Yeah, I'm never trying to convert anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care. Everybody can go do what they want to. As a matter of fact, I actually don't want, I'm not someone who, at least in the modern era, since the 90s, has thought it was a good idea for consoles and PCs to become more alike.
I even tried to do the PC in my bedroom too. Steam Link.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
I'm just not interested.
Worked okay, but it wasn't reliable.
I get that people have different comfort levels. I also think that a lot of people that poo-poo the concept of playing on a PC, they have tiny little rolly desks tucked away somewhere in the corner of a bedroom or a crowded, I don't know, craft room or something. You know what I mean?
With a 20-inch monitor?
Right. And that's, it's all about your experience and how you've put together your individual thing. For me, that is my comfort space. I like having my very many monitors. I like having my G-Sync monitor. I like having three computers that are running in an array. I like having my laptop stand inside. I like having my Hotas sticks. Mm. I like my thing, you know? And that's what PC gaming is to me. It is all about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sit on a couch and play simple couch things, I don't know. You go on, live your life. But like, that's fine. I am totally happy for them to be that way. I actually don't want the two platforms to have the same philosophy behind them at all. You know, it's fine. And I got them. It's fine. I got them. I just can't ever think of any reason to play them. You know, that's all.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
And the only, like, evangelizing that I'll do is try to convince all of you to buy Destiny 2 on PC, because that's where I want to play it.
I'm telling you, all I need.
I told you 2 weeks ago, and I was very honest, if that PC game is delayed by so much as a week...
Yep.
You'll be on the console.
They're going to get me.
It has to be day one.
I think I tweeted it to Alkenpaw, too. I was like, it doesn't matter. If I got to wait, even a week...
Yeah,
I have to double dip, and I feel horrible about that. Well, I'll do it.
So he's like, "Ooh, hey, you get more money."
Of like,
no, that's a risk. That's a risk for them.
Yeah, it is a risk for them.
Because they need all of it to survive. They need the Xbox community to play. They need the PS4 community to play. They need the PC community to play. They need their players there. They've already got them for people who are just PC only and aren't going anywhere else. They know they've got that crowd.
Mm-hmm. But it's the people like us who have the console.
They can have a bigger crowd for people who are on the fence. The consoles are going to survive. Again, this goes back to what we said about Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
If you get the PC version first, you're better likely to move into an area where there's going to be people playing when you go to console, mm-hmm. rather than the other way around. If you get Battlefront 2 for console first and then go to PC when it dips, you have a risk, you have a chance of not having anybody to play with and just looking at a loading screen forever waiting for matchmaking to pick people to play. Mm-hmm. Or just that single player mode, whatever that may be, that you could go through. And maybe that's enough. Sure. But Destiny needs... they need those people who are sitting on an Xbox PC or a PS4 PC who are kind of weighing their options there and really want to go. If they don't get this game out, if they don't get the PC version of that game out within a significant amount of time, they lose that audience. They're still going to get their PC audience because they're there. They're not going anywhere. But they're going to lose that split audience of people on the fence of which way to go.
Right.
So they've got to have that there. They can't. I think more than a week is... I think a week is the furthest they can do. I think if they go any further than that, like James was saying, the people are going to move into their PS4s. And I know we're talking about double dipping, but there's a lot of people who aren't going to be doing that. A lot of people are like, I'm going one of these ways. Oh, PC4 gets released, or PS4 gets released first.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll find me. Then there is the factor of shared saves.
Yeah.
I don't care when your game's coming out. If I'm able to share my save between the PS4 or between the console and the PC version, delay your PC as long as you want. You know, it can be a 4-week delay or something like that, because I'm going to go over there. That's just me personally. There are people who are still set on, I'm not double dipping this game. I'm not doing it. So that's my thought. And I'm hoping we'll get a release date. I have this weird hope that they're going to show up at the PC Gamer Show. I do not know why. But I guess because they are now on PC, I have this strange hope that they're going to show up there and be like, here's our release date. Here's where you can play the beta. And guess what? You can share your saves between console and PC. You know?
Yeah.
Here's the specs. Here's all the settings that we've got so you can see everything of how this thing will play on a PC. That's what I hope for, but I don't know. We won't get PC Gamer Show until Monday. I think at noon is when that comes out. I think noon on Monday is the first one, and that's the PC Gamer Show. Then it's Ubisoft at 3. These are all central times, by the way. Ubisoft at 3, and then Sony is at 8 o'clock that night. So tomorrow is Microsoft. I want to say they're 3 in the afternoon tomorrow, central time, for Microsoft.
Not sure.
90 minutes on that one. And then Bethesda at 11. Again, Microsoft's going to have the Scorpio to show off and possibly Crackdown 3. Just, you know, some things I'm hoping for there. Price on that, I'm leaning towards James at being like $400 with a release date.
I don't want to be wrong, and I think that's the most likely one.
That seems to be the most likely.
I think 300 is like
no
wishful thinking.
Wow.
500 is like,
again, it's kind of like the
it's
Destiny.
It's not out of the realm of impossible, but it's still, you don't want it to
it's
be.
It's a lot like the Destiny PC thing. There's a very thin line of where they can go over. 450 is like bending that line almost to that point where that's breaking. 500, they broke it. No, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Not when every game that you're going to release is not exclusive to that system. Not when I can go out and get an Xbox One S that we just looked up for, what, $200?
$200. Starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, we can go get an Xbox One S for $200. You release this thing at $500, and yet all the games that you're going to release can be played on any of our systems, as far as the Xbox family is concerned?
Watch us wait.
Nah. I'll just wait for a sale on that. I don't need that thing. If it's 4K reliant, good. I don't have a 4K set yet, whatever. I don't need to be future-proof yet. So they have a line on that one. I think 400 is like the comfortable space for them. They've done it before. It's not unheard of. There's a system already out there for $400, the PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. That might get a little slash during this week to go down to 350, but whatever. So, and we might see a 350 release machine. They usually hit at the hundreds, not the 50s in there. But So I don't know. But I'm thinking 400 like James was, and I think it'll be a November release. That just seems to go with tradition, basically. So I'm not sure. Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to Chris before we take this break. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, not much. Talking E3, buddy. What are you doing?
Playing and listening to y'all.
What are you playing?
Playing Portal Knights on PlayStation.
Portal Knights, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like Minecraft, but it's got role-playing elements to it.
Oh, I was thinking of like the Valve game Portal.
Portal Knights?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the only Portal that I really know of.
Well, okay.
So I was like, I
hey, did you buy Danger Zone?
Yes, I did.
On the
PS4. Yeah, you bought it on PS4. Did you play Danger Zone?
Yes, I played it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was okay, you know. You know, that could have done a little bit more than just having it just inside the underground bunker or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, for crashing vehicles, like, you know, from the Burnout series, I enjoyed it for that.
How far have you gotten in that?
Not very far, like 2 or 3 stages.
Okay.
Same here.
Phase 3, by the way.
Yeah.
When you get to Phase 3, there's only 4 tracks in Phase 3 because there's only 20 tracks altogether. But you get to Phase 3. Phase 3 feels like a area where they said, okay, we were being really strategic in these earlier things, very puzzle-ish. let's just kind of go nuts with our dream tracks, how you would make this. There is the very first one is annoying. It's called Sparks and Recreations. Wreck spelled wreck, like a car wreck. That one's very annoying because the amount of runway you have to hit a ramp is very short. So you need to get enough speed to get over that. There's a barrier in between. So you've got to get just high enough to get over that barrier. And then you land on a second level of a road, hit some oncoming trucks. You need to blow up in enough time that you can move yourself off of that level onto a lower level and catch the traffic that's coming there. Once you do that, you'll pick up a smash breaker and the silver coin. Hopefully the traffic that's coming in that direction pushes you enough that it'll knock you off the end of that track to another level that's lower. You can explode yourself, but if you explode yourself, you need to hopefully get enough momentum that you can roll your car over and fall down to another level. And then from there, you can catch up the other stuff and then hopefully get enough to get your platinum score. That's the first one.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, it gets, it gets worse. The second one, it's either the second or the third one, takes you in a square, loop. Basically, because all roads intersect at a 90-degree angle. You come out and you pick up your first bronze. And at that point, you need to turn your car enough to where you've triggered your crash breaker to then go further down the left, where you'll pick up another smash breaker. Then you can blow up again and get into the path of ongoing traffic to pick up another smash breaker in your second bronze. Hopefully that traffic pushes you further down. And you basically just do this square loop, and you get all the way right back around to the starting zone. But you have to hit – there's crash breakers all over the place, and you've got to hit those and time them and get into that. And then the very last one is basically the same thing of timing everything right and hitting your smash breakers and just getting enough momentum to move yourself through the track. A lot of those are like that, but that last one puts you – the last one at the very end of it where you would capture your gold, it eventually sets you down into like a six-lane mass of traffic. Crash breakers everywhere. But you got to get there to make it happen. And then you can just go nuts. You're just blowing up all over the place. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the final tracks on that game. And then once you're done, if you get all platinum, you get a police car to play with.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
all, and send them to platinum, all of them.
I've platinumed everything. Yes.
I so. Just I'm with Chris where I'm just still in the beginning where I did the first ramp.
I know you only did the first one. I've looked for you in others and I'm like, haven't played anymore.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's been a long week, but no, I've been meaning because I keep on looking at your score. I'm like, all right, I need to go back to that first one because I'm not that far from you, and it was only on my second attempt, and I got that good of a score.
I have not replayed the first one in a while, so
yeah.
Go ahead and knock me out.
No, then you'll just come back with like.
Well, Corey, yeah, it gives me something to aim for, which is why I wish I had more people playing this on PC,
I could
have a nice padded friends list of people to chase.
I'm still trying to get used to the whole aerial dynamics of moving the car after the crash breaker to set it up to, you know, get it. Yeah. The coins and stuff.
It's all about your momentum, man. You got to put yourself in position to get knocked around from the traffic and to move you forward or have enough crash breakers to continue going. Because there's some ways it's like, I may have a crash breaker, but I only have the one, and it's only going to get me to the next crash breaker. But if I have this one and I can let traffic get me to that one, then I have two, which means I can move. I get a little bit more room to move around the track.
I kind of wish that... They would have it where when you're looking at other people's high scores, you could like click on their name and replay.
I know.
Where you could see like how did they do
that? Because Pac-Man actually.
It does.
Pac-Man DX has the top five people or so.
Yeah, Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 is the replay.
You can watch the top five players and see what they did. Yeah. I would love to have that in there. Hey Chris, we appreciate you calling. You watching your E3 stuff tomorrow?
I want to try to, and if, I guess I'll have to find out about what Bethesda puts out the next morning, because like you or anybody else, I'm not staying up that darn late.
11 o'clock at night. Well, we appreciate you calling, as always.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, so yeah, we got Microsoft tomorrow, and then Ubisoft on Monday. And we were talking about Ubisoft earlier, and so that's what led me. I say earlier, like yesterday, when I was going around getting music, and of course, I was like, you know, they need to do some more Splinter Cell. We need our Splinter Cell back. So anyway, going into this break,
Splinter Cell was a really good video game.
Yes, I have Splinter Cell Blacklist, the Spies versus Mercs music here, and as we go into break, and we'll come back with more in-game chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is, well, Moltile nailed it right off. Payday 2. Mayhem Dressed in a Suit is the name of the track. Payday 2, I picked this one because Payday 2 was free. Might still be free, I'm not sure.
On Steam.
Free on Steam.
I guess I already had it.
I didn't, so once Scott mentioned it, I'm like, okay, thank you.
You see, you don't drink enough. That's why you don't have as many games on Steam as I do.
You're right. Apparently I don't. I need to fix that.
Man, you wouldn't believe, though you might. The number of things where I'm like...
You wake up and something comes in the mail?
Well, I don't even know. I just... Later, it's like on sale or something, and I'm like, and I go look, and I'm like...
When did I get that?
When did I get this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope I bought it on sale when I did, because that's a really good price.
I just looked at my Steam list. I was looking up games, and I'm like, wait, I don't remember buying this at all.
Yeah.
Must have been gifted.
Go get Payday. Go get Payday, too, because it's free.
Yeah.
I know you don't have a PC to play it on just yet, but go ahead and put it in your library, man.
Yeah. You can have it for the other two games,
I mean, it's a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people still are playing. I think there is still a community for that thing, but
see, I wish Rainbow Six Siege. I don't think the community on the PC is still really there.
I don't know. I think it actually is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's one that I keep on
it's
like
pretty active.
I still think about it. I'm like, all right, because I'll see a video here and there, and I'm like.
If it's not active, it got a resurgence because they did a year two thing.
Yeah.
They did something. Yeah. And I know that of the various game related, very specific subreddits, it pops up to the top a lot, you know. It's I don't know what their player concurrency is, but it seems it's probably fine. I just
It keeps
I'm
on
old.
Yeah.
I want Rainbow Six.
You
the
want
a
Rogue Spear?
Yeah, I want it the way it was.
I want Vegas.
Oh, man. No.
Vegas 1. See,
yeah.
Yeah.
I could even go back, pre-Vegas.
I get it, but Vegas is where I played it with you guys.
Yeah.
And that's where...
Staring at your crazy
That's where I had the
face.
Most fun. That's where I had the most fun with it. So that's where I go back to when I'm like, I wish they'd return to this.
Yeah, the face that you mapped onto your character was...
That was a neat little feature of that Xbox 360.
That was a really... There was a lot of fun stuff like that in that era. Actually,
there was
really cool
Uno and Texas Hold'em or whatever it was we were playing you could see everybody's faces and stuff. Yeah, it was a nice little thing that they don't.
It wasn't even old. I don't know. I guess it depends on how old you are, whether that was a long time ago or not. I just remember it was super novel, like supremely novel that you had the camera.
Mm-hmm.
and other people were like blown away that they could see us when we were playing Uno.
Really Uno of all things.
Uno. Well, because it was in that weird time for like 6 months after the 360 launched, and there was nothing on live. There was nothing on Xbox Live. Uno was the only thing anybody played.
And it was played so much.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, hey, Uno. And then, of course, the other stuff they did with like the 1 versus 100 and a couple of other
things. Which came later. But yeah,
that was great too.
It was like a nice long rip of time there that Uno was was literally the only thing Xbox Live was about.
How many friendships did that game break?
Uno?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad because you're mostly playing with people over the internet. You're like randos that you would.
Yeah, you really didn't play with friends too much on that. Bomberman, on the other hand. was a
little
bit
Bomberman's
different.
Always been that way, though.
Yes. I will say that the. Something else that it's been a while for, and you just heard music for Splinter Cell Blacklist, is that's the every year. And you can go back to last year seeing me say this. Talking about what I hope to see from Ubisoft.
Another
Splinter Cell. Just give you've wrung the rag of Tom Clancy dry, with the exception of this last drip.
Yeah.
Squeeze me out another
and the last
Splinter Cell.
The last time they squoze it was pretty good. You know?
It was
really like and I thought like everything that they did was really good. I thought the single player campaign was really good. I liked that they had the little duo missions, and then just the random stuff that you could set up that you and I played was super fun. It was just top to bottom a really, really good game.
Yeah, because when you picked the different characters' co-op missions, one was there was co-op, and then there was another one that was co-op, but in a way that you had to. That one section, the one section that I linked to us last night, where you took control of the UAV and guided me through, and then I took control of the UAV.
Yeah, there were very specific, like, story
missions. Yeah, exactly.
That required co-op.
Yes.
Because you had to, like, hoist one guy, like, one of us had to hoist the other one up a wall, and then you would have, like, the UAV sections.
Yeah.
Then there was just the, like, the challenge
type
stuff.
What do they call them?
Yeah, the mission of the infamous Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, there's that one. And then there were the arenas, or I say the arenas,
The wave.
The waves. The wave
stuff, the horde mode type stuff.
The horde mode stuff, yeah. Where you could gamble, we could stay in for another wave and then take home this much money, or we could
go ahead and do an extraction.
We could go ahead and do an extraction and get out of it.
Yeah. They were great. It was just, I thought that was a really, really well-made game. Coming on the heels of kind of a bad initial impression.
Conviction?
Yeah.
No. I mean, its initial showing.
Oh, yes,
because it was
the
first thing without Michael Ironside.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a totally new Sam Fisher, and everybody was like, this is not Sam Fisher, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, the gameplay showcase was, like, people weren't feeling the Ghost versus, what were the three play styles where you got ranked depending on
how Ghost,
Panther, and
Weevil, I don't know.
Something in between them.
Yeah.
It was Ghost and Panther and
Wombat. It was something.
No.
God, it's
going to be. Well, was it? I mean, Ghost was obvious.
Yeah.
And Panther was
aggressive.
Like, aggressive, but with stealth.
Yeah.
It was like kill, lethality,
open
combat, but you weren't spotted much. And then there was something like combat or something like that where you, like, had actual, like, you could wear, like, level 3 and level 4 great armor.
Ghost, Panther, and Assault.
This just means it's
but
been
it really
so long
did.
Since we played it.
It really did support those three play styles. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You got dynamically graded on each one depending on, like,
how you did,
and you got a certain amount of points in each category depending on how you did. So it was, I just loved it.
It was a fun game.
We loved it, yeah.
Yeah, and I wish they'd go back to it. We know what Ubisoft is going to give us tomorrow as far as, I mean, what's known
is Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, which, you know, leaks again everywhere for that thing. Far Cry 5, Assassin's Creed, and
I think Far Cry is one I'm more interested in.
I'm a bit of a sucker. Like, that's my,
I think the crew is getting something.
That's my
too.
Sucker game. It's like, I'm just enjoyed it. I really liked I have liked all of them, actually.
Yes.
I've literally liked every single one. 2 was a bit of a problem, but if you shelve it for 7 years. The mods finally show up to fix it, so it's totally playable.
And the first good half of one was excellent.
Yeah, it was more of product of its time. But it wasn't just excellent. It was like
mind blowing.
Yeah, and that was the thing we played. We all played the demo for like weeks on end. Yeah, and I really liked 3.
Yes.
Even though I had a lot of problems with it, but just playing it, it was really fun. And then 4, I thought was better in every regard. In my opinion.
Get a quadcopter, all right.
Primal.
That's what I didn't play. Primal.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy Primal. Yeah. It's fun running around on your saber-tooth tiger.
Yeah, I didn't play that. But I'm looking forward to the new one. Controversy you want to try to, evoke, or whatever. It'll be fun. It'll be Far Cry stuff. It'll be fun.
Excuse me.
I think it's probably about time for me to play another AC game because I haven't played one since 4.
I liked Syndicate, I enjoyed the setting of Syndicate. I liked what they were doing with Syndicate. I still haven't finished it yet, so I don't know if that means I like it and I don't like. I don't know what that means. That I haven't finished.
It just means other things have come out.
I sit there and say that I really like Syndicate, but I haven't finished the game yet. Mm-hmm. I would think a game that's really, really good would drive you to complete it.
Yeah.
But this is the thing I run into with open world games like this. Either they give me a lot of stuff to do that I actually want to do, which can cause what is now the situation I'm in, where it's just like played that thing to death and I still haven't moved forward because I still want to do all the other stuff. Or they give me a bunch of stuff to do that I don't want to do, and I just get through the main campaign
and that's it.
And be done with it. Yeah. So.
I was doing all the secondary stuff in the Syndicate.
I've done most of it except for like races and things like that. I'm not big on trying to do the races or the tailing, where you have to follow them around. I don't like any of that stuff. So I think I'm at the point now where I should just jump in there, finish it up. Come on. They skipped a whole year of Assassin's Creed, and I still haven't finished the last one they did, Let's go ahead and finish that up. So, let's go to the phones. Talk to 84. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Y'all guys make me feel old. Because I'm thinking about Super Mario Brothers, Legends of Zelda.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah,
we played them.
Oh yeah. Like we don't.
Guess what? They still make those games. Mario is still being made.
Tecmo Football.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
But no, that's actually what I called about, Scott, was the consoles came out a couple of months ago that had a bunch of the older games already loaded into it.
Yeah, you're talking about the Nintendo Classic, little thing, yeah.
Okay, was that straight Nintendo? No Genesis, no Sega, anything on it?
Yeah, it was straight Nintendo.
Now, did it have Legends of Zelda in it?
Yes, it did. Had a couple of versions of Legends of Zelda.
Really, Legends of Zelda has been in like almost everything from my DS, my Wii, to my microwave.
Did it have like
one
and two?
Did it have the original Legends of Zelda?
Yeah, it had the original, yeah.
And I believe it had two.
Did it have two?
I think it had two in it as well, yeah.
Okay.
I remember when it first came out, I remember hearing y'all talk about that it was like the hot thing, and it was hard to get. Are they available now, or are they on eBay now like $50?
Here's the situation there, and I don't understand it, but that's the way Nintendo does their thing. They release this machine that everybody wants, but they release it in small quantities, so that drives up the demand.
Mm-hmm.
They keep kind of sprinkling them out for a while, and then. Last month, I want to say it was last month or it might have been in April, Nintendo said, yeah, we're done making that. We're not going to make any more. So they're not making any more, which means the shelves aren't getting restocked by it. And, and it's going to drive up. It's still driving up the demand because not a lot of people have it, which means your eBay prices are way, way
overinflated.
Yes, they're massive, but they are not making any more.
That's very nice because I tell you, it was like, I don't know. It was probably 10 years ago. My wife and I, we were shopping for toys for our children, and Toys R Us, and they had came out with these little joystick machines.
So you plug into your TV and it has
those RGB connections. Yeah, and we got Frogger and Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man.
So you got you got more stuff for you than you did for your kid, right?
Donkey Kong. No, these were all for the kids, Jay. Oh, all for the kids.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
We got all the old games, and we were like, I mean, it was so fun. It was, you know, the nostalgia of going back to, gosh, I used to do this when I was, you know,
I know,
your age. And but that sounded neat to me, so I didn't know, and you just answered my question, that it's just a marketing ploy to run the price up on something. And
it's ridiculous. Well, they don't see, that's the thing, though. They don't see the money from that. Like, they still see the $50 that it costs to buy the machine. Now that they don't make it anymore, it's driving up eBay prices. People are selling it for, you know, $250, $300.
Yeah,
they're not seeing any of that money.
No.
Nintendo isn't. So I don't understand why they don't just keep making it and put it out there, because there is a demand for it.
Well, I can see that side of it, but I see the marketing side is it's got Nintendo's name out there in the gaming market.
That's not wrong.
Nintendo's got something great, and Nintendo's the best. They're
particularly
they're
yeah, given the proximity of the Classic Edition's release to the Switch release.
To the Switch release, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It just does act as a kind of general.
It was a nice bridge for them to keep that to keep the name in people's heads. Not only that, but it also fueled Switch sales because people thought, what if this happens with the new console,
right,
and it's not available like this? I got to go out there and get it now. So,
and there is rumored about the Super NES this year.
There is that, yeah. They're going to do one for the Super Nintendo. There's already announced Sega has something going on with a system of theirs that's got 85 Genesis games on it.
Wow.
Already packed into the thing. It's not a Sega. It's not. Sega isn't doing the
something called AT Games.
AT Games is doing. I got a press release for it, but it's all Sega branded and everything else. So I don't know when the release date on that is, but that's something else that's coming out as well.
I'm on eBay now looking at these NES Mini prices, and you're right about $150 to $300 on these things.
Yeah, $150 to $300 when they cost $60, I think is what they cost.
Bucks, yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. But anyway, 84, thanks for calling.
All right, guys, and I tell you what, if Sega Genesis, if they come out with it, I'll take on any of y'all in Sonic the Hedgehog, and I will destroy you.
Okay. RJ, there's your challenge. I know you play Sonic. What?
Yeah.
You do the Sonic thing.
Speed challenge.
I'll play Tails and do Sonic Co-op.
We'll stream it.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right. We'll bye-bye.
And we only got a few minutes left, so I don't know. It's, what?
Project Red said that their Cyberpunk 2077 was held ransom. Someone got their development files and all that
stuff. They preemptively came out and said...
I thought that was interesting.
Holding some hostage.
Yeah. They're not. They openly said, like, we're not going to pay, so you're going to see this.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
That's fine.
Or don't.
I think that's good that they're not going to pay.
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee. Yeah, it's fine. Of course you wouldn't pay. Don't be weird. Don't be... Yeah. Don't be fragile about it, you know, just keep going, keep making your thing, particularly if they're telling the truth and it doesn't actually represent much of where the game is now, because it's an old doc. I don't care. I can't play a doc.
No.
I want the game. So I don't care. Leak it. Don't leak it. Just make the game. Okay. And put it out and sell it to me and I'll play it.
Now, if you want to do a Deus Ex type leak.
Which that's I still,
that was awesome.
I'm using air quotes that you can't see on the radio, but yes, leak.
I thought that worked very much in their favor.
Oh, completely.
Massively. So much so that I'm not necessarily sure they weren't behind it anyway.
Yeah.
So just,
I've always thought that was a possibility.
Slide that out there. Because they really weren't on the ball of like, they didn't run to the internet and be like, please don't do this. Don't do it. No, they were just.
Oh, no. Please.
Not that. Please.
Don't play
anything.
The leaked software.
Yeah. Don't stop. Come back. Yeah. No, that's exactly where they were with that. All right, so Microsoft tomorrow afternoon. We'll be talking about it in our G-Chat thing. We might throw out some tweets here and there. And then Bethesda at night. I don't know who's going to be watching that.
I'm not literally going to sleep on it. I'm not going to do that. I have to watch it.
I know.
It's late, but I need to see. Because you know what they're going to talk about.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about New Colossus.
And other things that we don't, you know, who knows? We were talking about this the other day. Within the announcement and release, Prey was less than a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did not even know that was something being worked on.
Yeah.
We thought that was a dead IP, which
Same name as Qubit.
Yeah, it would be super confusing, but I think that at some point I'd like to see them re-release the first one.
Did you, like a revamped or...
Just a minor, sort of thing on the PC.
No, I know you did New Order. Did you do
Old Blood?
Old Blood?
Yeah. He's giving you a look.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Take your pick.
Take your pick, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Old Blood was like... the first chapter of Old Blood, because we talked about this, first chapter of Old Blood, or the first bit of it, was like, okay, it didn't have nearly as much story in it as New Order did. Mm-hmm. But then you get to the part, the fire in the lodge.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, oh, this is very good. This is now very classic. Well, this is very good. It's very good. New Order was great. Old Blood wasn't. It was like in ways it was better. Some of the level design and stuff was a lot better, but broadly the story and the characters weren't much. Mm-hmm. Totally worth playing. The totally amazing little standalone thing. I am absolutely ready for whatever New Colossus
is. I'm gonna have to go back and play those.
Yeah,
I mean,
I still like. I still
I never played it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I
was trying to find some stuff on PS4 that I had on PS3, and I found New Order, but I couldn't find Old Blood for the longest time. And I finally did.
They were both really good. Yeah. And I mean, I've been living at that ending for, I don't want that to be the end.
Yeah.
That's a super great ending, too. Just very, very... unexpected. Like, come on, man. How am I getting teary-eyed at the end of a Wolfenstein game? This is absurd.
Is this for Old Blood or New Order?
Well, Old Blood was a prequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because New Order was... I loved that little...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get to the end of New Order, and you're like, no, wait a minute. Hold on, wait.
You can't have this.
So, like, if I could send a message to, like, 1990... whatever, 3 or whatever it was, be like, hey, this is going to be one of the, like, best... character-driven and most emotional experiences in 20 years or something, like Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein is going to be this, like...
No.
Even send that message back, like, 5 years ago. It'd be like, Wolfenstein, stupid. It's just a bunch of stuff. It's like, no. Great characters, wonderful story, and you're going to cry at the end. It's amazing.
All right, well, we got to go, so thanks everybody for joining us in the chat room and everybody who's listening on the stream and on the radio as well. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes and however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Head on over to our website, ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, the forums over at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch, so subscribe there. Why not? If you're on Steam, join our Steam group. If you're on PS4, join our community there. If you're on Xbox One, we got a thing there. We got a Discord too. We got plenty of places for you to join us. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Enjoy E3 tomorrow and Monday. We'll see you back and Tuesday for Nintendo. We'll see you back here next Saturday. I know.
Yeah.
Again, going with the games that released this week, here is music from Wipeout Omega that released on PS4 this week. We'll see you next Saturday. Ooh.